We're doing the Chazanei Shemuna Bitachon. Chazanei should be discussing the importance of learning the laws, learning the details of the laws. Then we develop a respect and an affinity, a connection to the laws. We're up to paragraph Yod, page Chaf Dalid. The Kamefliku Chazal B'Kiyumadin, our sages were very... They spoke very highly about the importance of ensuring that there is justice. Achamru perakam de Shabbat, our sages said in the first chapter of Tractate Shabbos, Kol dayan shedan din emet lamito, afilu sha'a achat. Any judge that judges accurately, correctly, and honestly, even just for a moment, ma'aleh alav ha-katuv kilu na'asa shutaf la'kadosh baruch hu b'maasev reshit. So then the verse considers it as though he has partnered with Hashem in all of creation. Ki adinu kiyum ha'olam, because having justice is part of ensuring the world's existence. There must be a justice system. Uchedinan perkama de'avot, and as our sages taught in the first chapter of Tractate Avot, al shlosha devarim olam omed, the world stands on three legs. One of them is hadin, justice. You must have a justice system. And the Torah writes in the very beginning of Choshen Mishpat, in the very beginning of the laws of judgments, he says, "Vezeu kavanat Chazal b'omam kol adan ki hakadosh baruch hu bara olam liot ki hayam." What did our sages mean when they said that whoever judges correctly, honestly, righteously, it's as though he's partnered with Hashem? Hashem created the world so that the world will exist. V'arshayim shegozlim v'chomesim, and the wicked, when they steal and they take things by force, machrivin oto b'masehem, their actions are destructive to the world. That's what we find in the generation of the flood. Their judgment was sealed over thievery. So when the judge breaks the forces of evil, when the judge does his job and he makes them pay back, and so he breaks up the mob, he breaks these forces, and he takes from their hand that which they plundered, and he returns it to the rightful owner, mekayem olam. So that's part of making the world exist. And in doing so, he's fulfilling the will of the Creator, blessed be He. Shebra'o liyot kayam. God created the world so that it would exist. In order for a world to exist, we have to coexist. In order to coexist, there has to be a legal system. There has to be justice. So then, that's as though you partnered with Hashem in creation.
And
Abraham, our patriarch, peace be upon him, Hashem connected with him and called him my beloved over this. Over the fact that he went in the path of justice of Hashem and guided his children in that path. Moshe, our teacher, who was the teacher of all prophets, took Jethro's advice. He appointed judges so that people would learn how to be honest with one another. Part of justice is also knowing what is my rights and what is someone else's rights. Am I allowed to cut off my neighbor's branch just because it's going into my yard? Am I allowed to pick up pieces of the fence that the construction workers leave out in the street and I want to use for my own fence? Am I allowed to enjoy the mistake the telephone company makes and credits me with a 100 shekel discount that I don't deserve? What am I allowed to take? What am I not allowed to take? I had an interesting question someone asked me. They were building, and they were building illegally. So their next door neighbor called the government and said, "I want you to send down an inspector. My neighbor has an illegal building." The inspector comes down, so he calls me up, and he says, "Can I tell the inspector, I know which neighbor called in. That neighbor has an illegal addition to their house. Can I tell the inspector, I'm sorry, you came for the wrong house. Let me show you which house you came from." Can I take him to that neighbor's house and show him? I know. Okay, so that's tremendous. The guy says, "I want to know what the halacha is. I know I can protect myself and hurt him back. Is it mutar? Is it not mutar?" So that, Hashem loves Avraham Avinu because he's just. Oh, you want to know the answer. I knew you wanted to know the answer. You can't do that because there are so many details to such a question. It's not as simple as yes or no. There are details. It would be inaccurate and fallacious to just say, yes, you can go and do that. It depends a little bit, you know. You can understand that if someone's building, they're building an illegal building which endangers the public safety, so they can't protect themselves by taking an inspector and making sure he doesn't see it, you know. That gas line that exploded in New York City, the inspectors should have caught that, right? So they did catch it, and they should have closed them down more. Whatever, but I'm saying sometimes these laws are really important. Sometimes it's just a zoning law, which they set up for whatever reason, and they're entitled to set them up. But I'm just saying there's a difference between a zoning law that really doesn't affect anyone too much and a law that would affect people very much, and that affects public safety, etc. Not all laws are created equal. So that's why it's not fair to really just say the answer without going into many details. Coming back to here. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu appointed many judges so that people would learn what's within their rights and what's not, and Hashem agreed to it. Joshua concludes with a covenant with the people, and he says, but you got to keep the justice system. The verse says, Joshua made a covenant with the people in Shechem. In Shechem, he established also justice. We have to know that justice is a very fundamental thing in the service of Hashem. And the tour goes on over there on this topic. It's interesting. Sometimes you have a roommate, a friend, a relative, and you have monetary issues where you're not sure who deserves this money. So the correct approach is, let's go ask. But sometimes people get very uptight when you say, let's go ask a rabbi. It's as though you're taking me to court. I'm not taking you to court. It's important to explain. We're both God-fearing people. We both live by the system called the Torah, and we both want to do what's right. I'm not sure what's right. You're not sure what's right. Let's go find out what's right. We don't have to go to court as enemies. Let's go as friends and try to find out what the truth is. I can tell you that I've tried more than once to tell people this or to write it in a letter, and people sometimes are just not open to this concept. Sometimes people think, if I'm going to the rabbi or I'm going to the judge, so we're fighting one another. No, we're not. Not necessarily. Maybe we're both together trying to find out what the halacha is. So I once had a monetary issue with someone, and I said to him, let's go together. You choose the rabbi, we'll go together. He said, no, you choose. I said, fine, I can tell you Rabbi so-and-so, but he knows me. I can tell you a second rabbi, but he also knows me. So I'd rather go to someone who doesn't know me, and we'll both walk in as two friends and ask the question, so you'll know there isn't a bias. The guy couldn't believe it. I said, I'll tell you what. Here's the name of a Rav who's a friend of mine. Don't tell him I sent you. But you call him and ask him what Rav he would recommend we go to. So he'll give us a new Rav, someone else, and then... And then it'll be someone that I don't know and that you don't know, and we'll go to that third party. And the guy never did it. The guy wasn't willing to do it. A year or two later, he walks by and says, you owe me that money. I said, I don't think I owe you the money, but I'm willing to go with you. You choose the rabbi. Let's go verify the halacha. You want to verify? I'm willing to hear that I'm wrong, but let's go verify. Let's have a halachic authority that agrees with you, and I'll be happy to give you the money. But people aren't open it. Chazon Ish says, why not? You're trying to keep halacha. Avraham Avinu is loved because he keeps the halacha, the justice. So you see, in the beginning of the laws of monetary matters, the Torah says, you can't just resolve things based on human opinion. We sometimes misestimate. The Torah gave us a system. So if we're not sure what the system is, let's check it out. I told you guys the story about the soda machine, right? In a nutshell, there was a guy in an educational institution that was selling soda. He would bring a six-pack of bottles, put it in a fridge, and whoever wanted to buy a cup of soda would pay a shekel to buy a cup of soda. The institution asked another student if that student would purchase and sell cans of soda. So the student said, I want to check halachically if I'm not competing with the first guy who's selling the bottles from the bottle. He went to one court, and the rabbi said, no, it's two totally different trades. He's selling a cup of soda. You're selling a can of soda. It's permissible. He didn't like the answer, even though he was going to make money off the answer. He said, doesn't make sense to me. Won't I put him out of business? So he went to a second court, and he asked the question again. And they said, no, it's two different lines of business. You're not competing with him. And he said, is there a level of piety for me not to open up? And they said, no, you can open up. So he decided he'd run an experimental run. He brought soda cans, and he set up a temporary machine, and he didn't sell one. The other guy kept selling bottle after bottle. Now, he opened up his machine, and the guy who was selling the bottles came and started yelling at him, and he said, you're closing me down, and it's not fair, and by what right? And the guy says, look, I asked two courts. They both agreed that it won't compete with you, that this doesn't hurt your business. Well, what do they know? I should have been there. They would have understood better. He's yelling, okay. A week later, he sold three cans. The other guy's business didn't go down. I wouldn't have known to say that. I was shocked by the ruling. I thought like him. I thought, you open a soda can business, if your can business is going to go, his bottle business is going to go down. No, people were still buying a cup for a shekel. You could buy a cup for a shekel. You could buy a can for 2.5, 3 shekel. Most people didn't buy the cans. Right? I'm saying. So he went to the halachic authority. That's what the halacha says. It's not always what you think. You check out, what does the Torah say? I would have thought he's competing. I wouldn't.
In the school, right?
Right.
So he's not really competing because the kids can really only afford one shekel.
It's a higher educational institution. It's adults. Okay. They could afford the 3 shekel. He didn't succeed. Bottom line, he closed down because it wasn't profitable for him. But it shocked me how those rabbis got it right. He went to two courts. They both told him the same answer. I wouldn't have thought so. Okay. We learned something. But we have to know that the Torah system defines for us when is it thievery and when it's not. And if you're going against the Torah system, it's thievery. And sometimes our feelings, it doesn't feel that way. It didn't feel that way to me when he spoke to me about opening the soda cans. It felt like that's not a nice thing to do. But you know what? The second court told him, there's no point. You're perfectly permitted. It's two totally different fields. And when you're within your rights in the halacha, so then even though people might think that's not nice, but if halachically you're perfectly okay, so then you're fine. And that's the concept we saw last time, that if we have money that the halacha says we're not allowed to have, that's thievery. But if what I have is within the confines of the halacha, it's not. So I have a system, and I have a God-given system. That's the way we have to work. And it's not always intuitive. Sometimes the halachic ruling is counterintuitive. Okay, that's what we're learning for. And people make the mistake of thinking, I'm an honest person, and I have experience, and so I'll just think what's right, and that's okay. No, we were given a system. Learn the system. If you don't know the system, ask someone who does know the system and work within the system, in monetary matters especially.